USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants Joe Biden's son Hunter and Congressman Adam Schiff to testify in the Senate impeachment trial.
Would you like the Hunter Biden job? He has no experience, making no money, and then all of a sudden he's making millions and millions of dollars. You take that. Would you leave the union for that? I think so.
The president, talking with reporters at the White House on Thursday, also calls the impeachment by the House a massive hoax. U.S. intelligence officials say it appears Iran's anti-missile system shot down a Ukrainian plane that killed 176 people. Aviation expert Tom Costello says Iran begs to differ.
Iran thus far has denied that missiles brought down the plane. They've suggested some sort of a mechanical error. Ukraine has all along been concerned about a possible missile strike just based on the timing alone.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fewer Americans were seeking unemployment benefits last week, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department says 214,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's down 9,000 from the previous week. And that previous week's total was revised up from 222,000 to 223,000, the largest claim increases seen in New Jersey, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Largest decreases in claims in California, Texas, and Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi doesn't have the authority to continue holding articles of impeachment against President Trump.
And she has the gall to say she wants to determine what happens in the Senate? Maybe she's more concerned that her case is so weak.
McCarthy speaking at his weekly press conference on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If there was ever a time to up your fitness game, the arrival of a new year and a new decade is it. But after the allure of a new gym membership wears off, our sedentary habits usually creep back into our lives. Now, health psychologist and author Kelly McGonnell tells CBS This Morning it doesn't have to be this way and explains how the benefits of moving help your life.
So this really works in two ways. One, we know that when you're active, when you get your heart rate up, when you use your muscles, it changes your brain chemistry in a way that makes you more hopeful and optimistic and better able to connect with others. For me, I experience it as making me braver and better able to handle stress.
Braver? How?
Yeah, well, you know, so my natural temperament is super anxious, but when I work out, I find that I can actually handle challenges better. I just feel like I can take on the world.
A popular TV show is calling it quits. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
ABC has announced the comedy Modern Family will air its series finale after 11 seasons on April 8th. The series, following the extended Pritchett-Dunphy clan, was an immediate sensation when it debuted in 2009. Modern Family holds the record with Frasier of 5 consecutive Emmy Awards as television's best comedy. According to ABC, at this time, there are no spin-offs planned involving any of the members of the large cast.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.